March 26, 2018, West Lexington School meeting for Roma.
Kraft.
Here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Fanukin.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
Dr. Stoll is not present. He is out of town this evening.
And if everyone would join me and turn towards the flag and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. It is great to be here at Holly Lane. It's a warm Westlake wave to everyone. Thank you for being here. It is always good to be here at Holly Lane. That's the last week here before break time, right? I want to say thank you to our host, Principal D'Agostino, and all of our students and staff here at Holly Lane. I had the good fortune of living in the neighborhood of Holly Lane, as does Vice President Brzezinski and Board Member Dr. Winter. The board applauds the school for all of its accomplishments and all the great things that Holly Lane does for its students. We want to thank you for your openness and your inquiry and your gracious invitation to many events. I know Mrs. Allison Gregory always reaches out, as many of the staff here do. I was unable to make sport on the 21st, but I know Dr. Winter was here for sport. Thank you for those invitations. Please keep them coming. During One School, One Book, I had the opportunity, as did other board members, in classrooms. A special thank you from me to Ms. Sky in her class, Ms. Mills in her class, Mrs. Forshee in her class, Mrs. Conklin in her class, and Ms. Mustafa in her class. One school, one book, what a great way to really get us together, you know, reading together, talking together, and sharing a lot together. Had a great time in classrooms, and we talked about how to make our district better. So we accomplished a lot with One School, One Book. And I also wanted to acknowledge the opportunity to work side by side really with many teachers and staff here. And I wanted to especially say thanks to Mrs. Forshee of the project that we've worked on together. Thanks for your hard work. You do so much for our schools in so many ways, and in particular what you do with our students for special needs. So thank you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Winter.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Fanukin.
Yes.
Kraft.
Yes.
Motion carries.
In the first part of our meeting, we do have a hearing of the public. And our first hearing of the public, the other one comes once again. The first hearing of the public is an opportunity for anyone who would like to address the board on anything on our agenda. If you would raise your hand so I know that you're going to come up and join us. There's one. Anyone else want to join us? All right. If you would, approach the board with a microphone. State your name and address.
Like to thank the board in advance for approving it.
And a special thanks for Superintendent Scott, Tom Hopkins, our treasurer, Dave Kostova, and Brady Sheets. You guys were a wonderful team. It was probably one of the most memorable experiences I've ever had. We got everything resolved within 5 meetings, which is something very unusual because we go a year, year and a half. So that says a lot for your administrative team. We felt comfortable, nothing got overheated. It was courteous, and it was quite the experience that whether I negotiated another contract or not is to be seen, but it's something memorable that I will always take with me. So I just want to thank everybody.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? All right, thank you. We're going to move into informative reports and recognitions. I'm going to turn it over to Scott Dye for student recognition.
You actually have approval of minutes first.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping in instructor. We all had an opportunity to review the minutes. All in favor of the minutes, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, say no. And the minutes are approved. Thank you. Now we're going to move to informative reports and recognitions. I may turn it over to Superintendent Guy for student recognition.
And I'll only take a moment of this. I will then thank you for turning it over to me. And I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Dagostino. I'd like to introduce Mrs. Beth Dagostino, the principal of Holly Lane, to introduce her staff and her students.
Right now to perform for us to offer grow in the areas of arts. We continue to look for creative ways to help our students express themselves. To help develop the social emotional needs of our students, some of the teachers have incorporated into classroom lessons ways to identify feelings, how those feelings affect our bodies, and how to know when to ask for a break or for help. A few teachers have implemented gratitude journals and mindful minutes to help foster and develop their growth mindset. These strategies are not just for our children who have suffered from trauma or from a divorce, a death, or have experienced anxiety or may have sensory input needs. These are universal strategies being infused in daily instruction and conversations held to help foster common language, a positive outlook, and self-regulation, all of which are lifelong skills. Tonight, Mrs. Fortine, Ms. Fons, and Mrs. Fortuna have been piloting a program that is Mrs. Morgan has also helping support us. Just tell us a little bit more about this, how we're meeting the specific needs of our children. And I think the most things to help us grow as a community to be open-minded by promoting kindness and acceptance of each other's challenges and gifts. So again, thank you for coming tonight.
Blows me away. They're amazing.
So as many of you know, Autism Awareness is celebrated nationally during the month of April, with April 2nd being World Autism Awareness Day. And Autism Speaks runs a national campaign called Light It Up Blue, in which everyone around the world is encouraged to shine a light on autism to help raise awareness and acceptance. At Holly Lane, we're celebrating autism awareness by educating our students and their families about autism. So last week, a letter at home gave our families some facts and statistics about autism, and it also points them in the direction of additional resources should they choose to go that route. Our classroom teacher has had access to several age-appropriate children's books about autism, and we have also provided them with a link up online, like YouTube, little videos, a lot of Sesame Street. They have a new character, Julia, who has autism diagnosis, and so the kids are able to watch that, and it really kind of addresses that whole situation, makes it very real and very age-appropriate for them as well. But it does spark some great discussion about differences, tolerance, and acceptance amongst our students. And that goes along with a lot of what Ms. Fonz was sharing with you with respect to regulation and how everybody has different needs and everybody responds to things differently. Whether you have a diagnosis or not, we all need to be very accepting and tolerant of each other. So additionally, each student designs and decorates their own unique puzzle piece. And we decorated the halls outside the gym with some of these that Jim just started. We still are expecting several more to come through our doors. The puzzle pieces are significant because, like our students, no two are alike. And we think it's important for our students to understand that each of them are an important and unique piece of the bigger picture. So we're hoping that this will just be one little spark to start some good conversation, hoping that they can go home and tell their parents what they've learned and what they've talked about, and now spark some good discussion at home as well. So board members, you have a puzzle piece in front of you, and there's some markers on the table at your disposal. So hopefully at some point tonight, you'll have an opportunity to decorate a puzzle piece, and we'd love to be able to add your unique touch to our world as well. So thank you so much for your time tonight, and does anybody have any questions or anything we can answer for you?
Anyone?
I knew Carol.
I really don't have any questions. I just want to thank you for everything that you're all doing, and I know the entire staff as well is very cohesive, and that's not easy. And I'm just excited to hear about the social emotional learning that you're doing. It's so important to support all our kids, and especially our kids that may have been touched by trauma, and this is the beginning to be able to put your feelings into words and then help kids de-escalate. We know that's what you have been doing that for years and years and years with our kids. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for all that you do. And you know that my family and I have started here in Holly Lane. I do have in my family a connection to autism. And Holly Lane did a wonderful job. And it's good to see that they continue to strive to move further and further. We all have special needs, right?
Yep.
So it's fantastic that we're addressing those special needs in particular. And I'm happy to hear what you're doing specifically about autism. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
I'm good. Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Allison Gregory. I'm the teacher here at Holly Lane. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're going to be this is Adrian Leska. Adrian is our music teacher over at Hillary Elementary. And Adrian and I have the privilege of getting to work with these awesome kiddos behind me. Holly Lane gave 14 students to be involved in the Oberlin course. And Hilliard took 12 students, and we performed last weekend in Oberlin at Athena Chapel, which is gorgeous. If you've never been there, I haven't been there, but like historic buildings. The kids, we went out, we were at 9 a.m., and we spent all day there. We performed and rehearsed, let's see, from 9 to 2:30, we rehearsed, and then 3 o'clock concert. So it was an all day event, which was a lot for fourth graders. I was really, really proud of them and how they carried themselves and represented our school district. Just to give you a little bit of information about the experience of 153 students from 7 different districts in the area. And we had an amazing clinician who was a professor at Oberlin, looked at students and loved loved it. I was asking the kids before we came in, what would you want me to tell them about this experience? And I think it was Alex said, it was really fun! So, and kudos to the kids because they gave up recess time in order to rehearse with us. Mrs. D'Agostino has been very supportive of this endeavor this year, and I was able to give me time in my schedule to rehearse with them, but the only time I could do that is during the recess. So they gave up 2 different days a week. And we started the process in January. Teachers selected students who were very able and talented and up for the challenge, because it really was a challenge. We did a piece in Hebrew, a piece in Latin, another piece that represented 20 different languages and how you say the word piece. On top of all the English literature that we did, and we're going to do 2 of those for each tonight. So thank you again to Mrs. D'Agostino and Mrs. Tucker over at Hilliard for being so supportive of this. We hope that this is a tradition that we can continue. So we hope you enjoy. Our first piece is Prayer from Hansel and Gretel. And then we're going to close up with a beautiful spiritual that's going to get you a moving prayer called Thank You and Lord to the Moment. Thank you.
So I just have to make a comment about that. Mrs. Gregory, Mrs. Leska, I know they're on the hall. That was incredible. And we've got music on low, which is generally, it's always 5th through 12th graders, which is, I believe, on May 12th. It's usually the second Saturday in May. And I know we generally start at 5th grade, but boy, would it be neat to see our 4th graders, because I know we have other schools.